Blog Talk Radio.
To Christ, who is the head of my life. Praise God to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer, to Pastor Carol, to the ADM frontline, to the motherboard, deacon board, to the intercessors, to the youth. Praise God to all of our ADM ministers, to all of our ADM members. Good morning. God bless you. Amen. And good morning to United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, and to our new partners, Missouri and Michigan. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For I called on the Lord, and he heard my cry, and delivered me from the bottomless pit. Aren't you glad this morning that when you call on the Lord, that he will come to your rescue, no matter what time, what hour, what place, in the position where you are? He will hear you and come and see about you, no matter what. At all times, his doors are always open, 24/7, praise God, eternally and everlasting. Isn't that a reassuring thing to know, praise God, that our God, an awesome God, has our back and has us in his interest. Little old bitty me and little old bitty you, praise God, for he made us with his love. And it's love, praise God, that will carry us through. Amen. No matter what the situation, no matter how we feel, how we think, or what we may believe, believe one thing, that God is real and he loves us just the way we are, as he allows us to go through the process, praise God, of coming to him, shaking off all the dead weight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we can stay fit and light before him, praise God, so that we are in alignment, we're in position to give him the praise, the honor, and the glory this morning and every morning, praise God. For it's he who has given us our life, our health, our strength, praise God. When we look around, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. God has everything in control. Praise God. But we got to look and see the God in us and around us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for the new day and the new journey to be here in the land of the living one more time, praise God, to come before his throne, to help build his kingdom, praise God. And as he refines us, praise God, that we can go on from level to level, praise God, that he will be able to use us, praise God, in his capacity. Aren't you glad you serve a God like that? Amen. Amen. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you this morning. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you once again. And we do thank God for all of his mercies and all of his grace, all of his benefits, praise God. And we thank God, amen, praise God, that we can go to that place of peace, safety, and sanctuary in God. Praise God today. For God I live, for God I'll die. I'll let nothing or no one separate me from his love. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you and your family this morning. Father God, as I come to you, I'm going to say, I know how, God. I come and give you the glory, and I realize that you are the honor. Everything in my life, and I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, as I come to you, I'm going to say, I know how, God. Crying out for the nation, God. Crying out for the Roche, God. But I thank you, God, in spite of all, God. We thank you this morning just for another brand new day, God, that we never seen before, God. Another day's journey, God, on the Roche, God. Oh, God, on the Roche, we realize yesterday is gone, and this is a brand new day, God. So we cry out to you today, God. Have your way. Have your way, God. Move us out the way, God, on the Roche, and you come in. Come in, God. Because what we need for you to bring, pull down some strongholds in the Moshe, God, in your people's life, God. In the Moshe, God, we realize that we need you to bring some strong change in the Moshe, God. We realize, God, this nation needs to be saved, God. In the Moshe, God. Oh, God, we realize that they need to be delivered and set free, God. Eyes open need to be open, God. In the Moshe, ears need to be open, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let your people this morning begin to rise, Lord, and shine and give God the glory. Give you the glory this morning, God, because you've been mighty good to us, God. You've been a doctor in a hospital room, God. When we were sick, God, Lord, God, you stayed right by our bedside, God, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, God. We realized when we was hungry, God, Lord, God, you was the one that fed us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we realized this morning, God, when people was about to give us up, God, yet instead you stood by us, God. Oh, Moshe, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every Maria family to this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you give them strength and go through these things, God. Hold on, Lord Moshe, God. Let them realize, hold on to the faith that they have. Everything's going to be all right. Let them realize you said in your word that you'll never leave us, not forsake us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every child that it is, God, this morning, from the smallest to the oldest, Lord Moshe, God. We ask that you loose your minister angels, Lord Moshe, God, and your angels to chill and protect them, God. Shield them and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We rely on Lord Moshe and solution, God, about that in this last and evil days, God. Oh, God, but we know that you're in control, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us teach us, God, just begin to let us open our mouth, the mouthpiece that you created us for, with God, to give you the glory, God, and begin to cry out, Haruboshe, cry out the name of Jesus, Haruboshe. Let them realize that you have all powers in your hand, Haruboshe, God. Let them realize, God, that you're mighty and battle, Haruboshe, God. You never lost the battle, Haruboshe, God. Oh, God, how you love us, Haruboshe, God. Thank you for your love and suffering, God. That was as you have that long suffering for us, God. Oh, God, don't let us give up on our sisters and brothers and the one that's still out in the world, God. Because you have that long suffering for us, God. Let us have long suffering up on them, God. Let us cry out, God, to you, God. Do we see something change? Do we see something that don't broken in the mighty name of Jesus, God? You just continue to have to be obedient to your word, God, and to your man-made service in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every minister that it is this morning, every first lady, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And thank you for walking with them, Hallelujah, God, in the mighty word name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the ministers, Hallelujah, God, that is after your own heart, God. We thank you, Hallelujah, God, for truth this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, as you spread the table of our time, Lord, Moshe, God, and the feed of God. Let us pick up our spoon and eat, God. We realize that we don't pick it up, Lord, Moshe, God. We can't get fed, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, it's shout, Moshe, God. Let your people realize when they come into your house, Lord, Moshe, God. Let them begin to praise you, God. When they come into your house, God, let them realize I might be coming in a certain way, God, but when I leave, God, I'm expected for you to do something for me, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up our thoughts up to you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield them as they in and out. We pray, God, that you continue to pull on them, God. Make them the servant of man that you will have them to be. In the name of Jesus, God. It's time for us, it's all about God. Just let go and let you come in, mightily. Let you have your way, God. Not our will, God. Not our way, God. But your will shall be done. No matter what we think, God, because it's not what we think, God. It was you go to Moshe for us, God. And the Lord, son of the Most High God, this morning, God, I thank you for every individual person in all of us out on this phone line, God, every nation that I know about, son of the Most High God, from the south, east, north, and west, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God, I shout about, son of the Most High God, if somebody on my side, a wife might be walking in floor, worrying about her health, my Lord, son of the Most High God, oh God, but I pray, God, that you touch her heart, get to send your minister angels to a God. In the name of Jesus, God. I say, if I had to say anything to the young lady, let go, and let God. Give him over to Jesus, God. He'll fix me, God. He'll work it out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We rebuke by and up, God. We're racing this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we rebuke how the most high and how the big old being this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us bow down, God, to your house, to the most high, God, and bring you everything, God, in the name of Jesus, everything that concerns us, God, realizing it concerns you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, honorable God, it's honorable, say, God, another brand new day, God, that you allowed us to see, God, to get it right with you, honorable shit, God. Let us realize that you're coming back for us real soon, God. God, honorable shit, God. Don't let me come, God, and catch our work undone. Oh, this morning, God, we cry out to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your glory to the God. Your word that I say this morning, in the name of Jesus, honorable shit, God. Don't let us come bigger and complain, honorable shit, God. I don't know about that. I realize that I seek about if we don't have a little put up on our tail, begin to thank God for that. Eat and be grateful about that. Eat and be grateful about that, God, that God has made a way for this that you have eaten. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know about that, God. We pray this morning, God, for every single mother, every married mother. I don't know about that, God. Begin to hug on your church. I let them know how much you love them. No matter what the situation is, God, let them love on the church, God, this morning, and never more. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we need you, God. Let their parents begin to pray upon them as they go to bed, as they wake up. God, pray, God. Pray, people, pray. God. We need to pray a little more, son of a boy, in this land. We need to buy son of a boy, son of a boy, to begin to kneel down and thank God for the boy, son of a boy, that he has given you, and reach out to somebody else, son of a boy, child. Cry out their names, in the name of Jesus. Look back, son of a boy, and see where you were, son of a boy, son of a boy, and where have God pulled, snatched you out of, in the name of Jesus. Don't take it light in the Lord, say, hot, because none of us, son of the Lord, say, might be the same. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry out for the backslider this morning. Backslider, come back to the Lord, say, God. Come back to your first, the Lord, God. Take your resistance in the name of Jesus, God. They got about shot in the Lord, say, that. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, the Lord, say, God, for being that mind regulator for us this morning, God. That heart fixer, the Lord, son of the Lord, say, God. We thank you this morning, God. Hey, God, these things we ask this morning in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost this morning we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you. Yes, Lord. We thank you, God, this morning. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the prayer. Corporately, Lord God, that mother brought this morning. We thank you, Lord. Such an anointed prayer. Praise God. For everybody, Lord God. Everything being included, Lord God, that you will come, Holy Spirit, right now. Whatever needs fixing, oh God, glory, hallelujah. God, come in the midst. Fix what needs to be fixed, oh God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Starting in me, Lord God. Whatever I need fixing, oh God, fix me, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God, I'm asking. In the name of Jesus. God, I'm requesting. And now I'm thanking you, Lord God, because I know that you will. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And I know that you already have fixed me, Lord Jesus. Fix my mind. Fix my heart. Fix my thought process. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Fix me, Jesus. Oh, glory. Fix me, Lord. And when you fix us, oh, God, we will be satisfied. Oh, glory be to God. That God, that it was your Holy Spirit, your love, your grace, and your mercy, Lord God, that you heard my cry and delivered me, Lord God, from that God and my repent. Oh God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Lord God, that you look down and you look low. Glory, hallelujah. And that your Holy Spirit come to rest, rule, and abide in the name of Jesus. To stir the atmosphere. To fix those things, Lord God, that we cannot fix. Oh God. In the name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord God, that it's in you that everything, Lord God, everything can be repaired. In the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming in the midst, glory, and fixing us, oh God. We thank you for coming, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the four corners of the earth, oh God, and fix this. What we need fixing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For our international partners, we thank you for fixing it. For our local partners, Lord God, we thank you for fixing it. In the name of Jesus. And God, you see, name by name and faith by faith, each and every one of us, oh God, you see our need. And you attend to us by your Holy Spirit. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify you. Lord God, we magnify you. And Lord, as we live, it's not about us, Lord God, but it's all about you. Because, Lord, you teach us to walk by faith and not by sight. So, God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we glorify you right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. God, we ask that you move. Holy Spirit, have your way. You have total access this morning in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Yes. And Lord God, as we just clear the way, clear the path, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your direction. We thank you, Lord God, that we can look up and see your face as we press our way to you, Lord God, this morning, Father. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Those isms, those schisms, those little things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke him right now. But everything that the mother prayed in that corporate prayer, Father God, we believe that you have already done it. We come into agreement right now by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you for all things and everything. This morning, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to work in us and to have your perfect will and your perfect way.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you thanks. And we worship you, Lord. Because of who you are. Because of who you are. Oh, glory and hallelujah. Because of who you are. Our Lord, our God, our Savior, our Protector, our Provider. Oh, thank you, Lord. Our God, the one and only, that sits high and looks low. We thank you for the day. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Praise God. Well, this morning, amen, praise God. You know, we've been kind of beating the past on things. Amen. Praise God. Just to make sure we get in alignment with God, being in position. Praise God. And understanding we're living in the last days. Amen.
Yes.
And we just don't have time for these little petty things that the enemy, these little bags that they try to drop off. Amen. Praise God. We got to look beyond that. Praise God. We got to look beyond even our faults and see what our need is that God have in us. But that is an important factor right now in the name of Jesus. To the left, don't look to the right, but look straight ahead to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Yes.
The author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
So anyway, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about acknowledging God. For we should always acknowledge God in all things. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
But Proverbs 3:5-7, amen, reads as such. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge who?
Yeah.
The Lord God. Praise God. And he.
Amen.
He, Lord God, shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord. Amen. Fear him in reverence, praise God. For knowing he is our deity, amen, and depart from evil, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Amen.
Amen.
Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. And that first fruit, praise God. If you got a raise this year, praise God, that first pay raise, is that first fruit where we honor him, praise God. And your wine presses, praise God, will burst open. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Because you are obedient to God. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Verse 11, my son, despise not thy chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son in whom he delighted. Amen.
Amen.
May God add a blessing to the reading of his most holy word. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
All your ways. He didn't say it some, but in all your ways, acknowledge God.
Amen.
And God will direct thy paths. Amen. Acknowledge, to accept, admit the truth of, when you acknowledge someone, that means you accept them, or something, you accept it, praise God, and it can be, you acknowledge it as being truth, praise God, but in the Greek, the word for acknowledge is epignosis, believe and accept, God, for whom he is and thank him daily for his grace and his mercy. Praise God.
Yes,
you see,
Lord.
It was and is God's grace and mercy that brings us through every time.
Amen.
Oh, bless his holy name.
Amen.
Every time.
Thank you, Jesus.
If it
thank
had not
Lord.
Been for the Lord on our side, where
Amen.
Would we be? Think about it. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times we'll jump out there. Yeah, we want this and we want that. And we'll go to some loan company or for a house or car or what have you. Praise God. Oh, I'm going
Amen.
And fill out the paperwork. Praise God. Well, we need to pump the brakes on that. He
Amen.
Said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And he
Amen.
Said to acknowledge him. Amen.
Amen.
So we want
Amen.
God, amen, to provide these things in a positive manner.
Amen, amen, amen. Jesus.
Excuse me. Amen. For us. Amen. The devil is a lie. Praise
yes,
God.
He is.
And so, if we expect God to provide these things for us in our need, we have to go before God first and lay it at the altar of Almighty God. Praise
yes.
God.
Yes, Lord.
And acknowledge him for who he is in the
Amen.
Thing that we are trying to possess. Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen. You know, see, in the old days of old, people would come in and bring everything to the king. Amen. Lay
Amen.
It down before his feet. Praise God. Amen. And
Amen.
They, amen. Praise God. Would acknowledge that king for who he is. And at this time, praise God, we're going to go in and bring our own pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer, forward. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You, Pastor.
God bless you all. God bless everyone. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. God bless you all this morning. How's everyone doing?
Blessed.
Amen. Amen. Listen, I just had wanted just to throw a crumb out there and let's see along with this, because this is what you're saying is exactly what God is trying to get to the people. And if we could learn the foundation of this and receive the basic and the foundation of it, your future will be bright. Your life will be bright, especially in 2018, because what God is trying to say, I'm trying to get something to you and not trying to take something from you. But for order for me to get something to you, it's certain things and criteria that you have to do for I could get something to you. See, many of us, we want what God has for us, but we don't want to sacrifice to line up with what God wants. Amen? We don't want to sacrifice. And that's what knocking us out, because we'll get sought in our own ways and we'll get sought in our own abilities, that what we could do, what we can do in our ability, in our ways, what we do. And what it does is begin to push us out the way, and we constantly getting part-time blessings. We constantly just get these little trips and drips and everything here. But you're going to have to work. And I tell anybody this, there's a couple of ways that you can receive things in this world. One of the ways, you could receive it through your ability. You must, the Bible speaks of it and say, what profits a man to gain the whole world to and to lose his soul. Other words, you can gain things through your ability, but yet you can lose your soul. So therefore, you can gain things and not have the relationship with God. Other words, you're not going to be able to transition over. So what profit you to do all that and you lose your soul? Another way, my God, you can gain things through the Lord. You can gain through the Lord. So the question is, are we going to gain things, or are we going to gain things that we are saints of God, and we're going to gain things through the Lord? Saints of God, you're going to have to do it the Lord's way. It's no other way. It's no, I wish I could tell you it's another way, but it's not no other way that you'll be able to gain things other than aligning with the Lord. See, we just don't want, sometimes our flesh get out of alignment, and our pleasures, things that we like to do. We love that sleep. We love when our body say, hey, you baby, you're tired, you can't go no more. We love to push it, even though we still got some more juice in our tank. We love not to sacrifice, because sometimes sacrifice hurts. But at the end of the day, if I want to receive from God, I got to make sure I am lining up with God. And I know that as people that is listening here all over the world, that they in a place to say, you know what, I'm ready to receive from God. So I challenge you, my God, for the rest of this week, you begin to put away your ways. You begin to put away your thoughts. Begin to challenge yourself into the Word of God. Begin to challenge your prayer life. Begin to challenge your relationship. You begin to challenge the different things that you have not done. Some of you are getting comfortable. You're comfortable right now in your prayer life, comfortable in your walk. You're comfortable. I beg you to begin to challenge yourself to remove out of that comfortableness, and you begin to give God something fresh, something new. That's what that first fruit means. When you start feeling up in it, especially when it's going to feel lotion, it means something new, something fresh, the newness, the freshness. Baby, it could be your new attitude. I want you to show your new attitude unto the Lord. This is the new me, Lord. So the new me, give you the new of me. I don't want to give you the old of me. Amen. What new that you are giving God? What new you are laying up? And I'm here to tell you, if you begin to press towards the things of God, you begin to acknowledge and do it God's way, not man's way, not Pastor Smith's way, not Pastor, not my way, not Mother Jackson's way. You begin to do God's way. And saints, last but not least, and I'm going to get ready to get out of here, it's work. It takes work. It takes work. My goodness, I got to keep saying that. It takes work, because we feel as though that we could do certain things and get this fly by bell blessing. You got to understand something, and people think that the devil won't bless you. Well, you need to get in your Bible. The devil will give you something that looks like a blessing. He will give you something that you are gaining in this world. He will give you that identity, like things are moving. How do you know that? Well, baby, we don't even have to get deep into the scripture, get deep into the Bible. We could just go back when Jesus was fasting 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, and when the devil put him up on the mountain, said, I give you all these things. I give you all this. All you have to bless. In other words, he has the ability to give you some natural things. He has the ability to throw things in your face like it's a blessing. And baby, let me tell you something. My God, you can get something in sweat. If anything that you, let me help you right quick. I feel my help. I just feel a push in my back. If you, listen, saints of God, if you begin to get a blessing in your life, and it begins to pull you away from your life source, it begins to pull you away from things that have been a blessing to you, your lifeline, really, you got to check that if that was God. Because one thing that God will not do, what the Bible say, he will not do. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. So therefore, in this season, once you begin to see things moving in your life, don't get caught up into the trickery of the enemy, because you see some things are in your life. Because if it's pulling you away from your relationship, if it's pulling you away from spending time with God, if it's pulling you away from your prayer life, if it's pulling you away from fasting, if it's pulling you away from worshiping God, if it's pulling you away from your 7 a.m. prayer line, if it's pulling your way for everything that costs your lifeline, baby, you gotta check if that's God or not. Because everything that God, y'all listen, I hope you hear this. Everything that God is going to do in your life, it will drive you closer. I'm telling you right now, me and my wife have been seeing God blessing us abundantly, and it have not pushed us away. It drives us closer. It's something wrong when you did not have a job, and God bless you with that job, and you back off from God. It's something wrong when your finance was looking funny, and now God don't turn your finances around, and now you don't want to sow again. You got all this stuff now. It's something wrong. You hear me? It's something wrong, my God Almighty, when God don't heal your body. He don't made a way from you. Now you got more sick than a doctor. It's something wrong. Y'all hear me? It's something wrong. So understand this, my goodness. Understand this. God has his ways of doing things. The devil has his ways of doing things. And you as a human, your human spirit, have his ways of doing things. And I'm telling you right now that those, I just don't want a blessing. Y'all, come on, listen. I just don't want the car. I just don't want that house. Because if I get that house, then it pulls me away from my love for God. If it pulls me away from my worship. If it pulls me away from seeking the face of God. If it pulls me away from calling on the name of Jesus. I don't need it because God profits the man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. Because what the devil don't want to do, he don't want to continue that relationship what you have with God. But baby, when God bless you, all it does bring you close. When God said, despise not the small beginnings, give everything thanks to him. Like what he telling you, what I'm going to bless you, what I'm going to give you in your first fruit or whatever you want to call it, what I'm going to do with you, not only I'm going to bless you, but it's going to bring you a deeper relationship. It's going to bring you closer with me. You're going to want to know more of me. You're going to go into your prayer closet and you want to see me pray. Why? Because my goodness, what God can give you, no crack cannot put an edge on me. What God finna give you, no drugs cannot get your dick into. What God gonna give you, baby, ain't gonna be a favor that you gonna constantly seek. Ain't gonna be a heart that you constantly want. Ain't gonna be a trunk that you constantly looking for. I don't know about you, but I want the substance of God. I feel that to rain down on me right now. I declare and decree before I get off of this air, before I get off this line, I declare and I decree and you're just not going to get the house. The house is going to bring you closer to God. You're just not going to get a car. The car is going to bring you closer with God because you're going to have a testimony when I stand the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. God, I'll be working on my Sundays. God, I'll be acting up and making me get high in myself. That house, God, I'll be feeling so good, but make me want to stay home and I can't get on my face and worship with God because I'm going to detect the things of the enemy and I'm going to detect what is of God and what is not of God because God said, give me my first, and the first is not the old. My first love, my first joy, my first peace, my first happiness, my first blessing, and all your ways. Hey, I'm out of here now. I challenge each and every one of you, don't you back up because you got your new ride. Don't you back up because you got a God
want you to rededicate as well.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm ready for the blessings of the Lord. Rich and I know sorrow.
Amen.
I will not be holding my head down because the repo man going to go to
Amen.
The devil is not going to set me up here for the things that, my God, that is in this world. Because I'm finna, my God, I'm finna rededicate, I'm finna dedicate, I'm finna give it to God. My God,
God bless your pastor. God bless that rich, rich
rich informative word from the man of God. Praise God.
Amen, amen.
Praise God. You see, it's nothing like some help. Amen. It's nothing like help. Praise God. Amen. To come in and bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
My God. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Shoot.
And I tell you what. Amen. You might not want to hear it, but you need to stay right there and don't move that down. When the word is coming down from the Lord for you and me, praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God on today. We give him praise. We give him honor and glory for the prayer, for the word that came down from our pastor. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
To acknowledge who God is. And he will direct thy path. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, it will.
Amen. Now listen, ADM. Get it. Get it right. Amen.
Amen.
The second. Amen.
Yes.
Which is Friday. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Follow the instructions. Amen. Praise God that, amen, that was dispensed out on Sunday. You have the instructions.
Yes.
See, obedience is better than sacrifice. Follow the instructions, praise God. And let's do, amen, what we need to do so we can go higher in the Lord and be blessed by the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And that we can be used more by the Lord. Amen.
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 Now listen, I want you to come on back tonight at 7 p.m., praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Where our own Mother Helen is going to come. Praise God.
Amen.
And break the bread of life with us. I don't know if she's going to do a drive-by. Amen. Or sit down. But however she does it, you come on back. Amen. And get a nugget from the Lord. God bless you.
Amen.
May heaven smile upon you. And you have a God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.
I know there are things too hard to bear. You got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring. And I know you're scared. There's no remedy but prayer. Worrying won't get you very far.
Yeah.